risk and protective factors, continued. Key to positive and proactive behavior supports is understanding what factors are beyond our control, such as the type of video games a student plays at home or their sleep hygiene. What we can do is influence and be purposeful in building protective factors, such as implementing and continuously assessing an individualized education plan to make curriculum accessible to a student, creating safe classroom environments where students can see themselves positively, center student voice in problem solving, and access board and community resources to help us understand how to best support our marginalized students.